Olson, North Fitzroy, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. May 24th, 1895. Dear Brother Olson, I am sitting in the dentist's room while he is working upon May Lacey White's teeth. I have been having a set of teeth made, for I have been 2 years without being able to masticate properly. Now I am sure I have a set with which I can eat well as soon as I become accustomed to them. The cost is the pleasant sum of $75. My underset has been a difficult matter to manage. The gums have receded, and so there is little ridge to build or hold a set of teeth. But I am pleased with my dentist and feel assured that this set will, if no accident happens to them, serve me as long as I live. I wish to speak to you in reference to my horse and carriage. If it can be of any use to you, put the carriage together and use both horse and carriage just as if they were your own. If you do not want the trouble of them, I will then write to have some other one use them. I think the Old People's Home may be pleased to have a horse and carriage. I will write to Dr. Kellogg in reference to it. I wish to tell you that I am very much pleased with the churches raised up since camp meeting in Melbourne. Just where we shall have the next camp meeting is yet to be ascertained. We do desire it shall be in Melbourne, and everyone in the council settle the question as to the locality at once. This meeting will cost something, but the tithes brought in from those newly come to the faith are no small matter. They are a great help now. Williamstown does nobly, and every church is doing well, I think, and the presentation in the point of intellect is very gratifying. In Williamstown there is a large number of the best of society. The women have embraced the faith. Their husbands are not yet converted, but these women have met with a conversion that has changed the heart and the character. There are miracles wrought by God on human characters. We feel so grateful to God to see such a company of earnest Christians, all zealous to interest others. A missionary spirit is in them, and they speak of several being interested. We hope they will have moral courage to decide for the truth. Last Sabbath and Sunday, I spoke in Brighton, and I was more than pleased to see the bright, cheerful faces of those who were listening with deep interest. Brother and Sister Hewitt and family were there when the meeting was in session in Brighton. They were deeply convicted, but it took them some time to adjust their business so that they could, they thought, take their stand fully. These are precious people. The Spirit of God seems to be expressed in their countenance, and they are giving themselves now more decidedly to the work. Brother and Sister Gardner were quite a long time in the Valley of Decision. After the camp meeting closed, Sister Bolton visited them weekly, I think perhaps oftener than this, and gave the family Bible readings, but yet they had not decided when Fanny left. Finally, one sturdy, substantial youth, about 16 years old, came out and decided to keep the Sabbath. Then the father came out next, then the eldest daughter, then the mother, and others of the children. The entire family, old enough to understand, are all in the faith, except the eldest son, and they think he will be converted to the truth. Brother and Sister Gardner are great helps in the church. Brother Gardner is elder of the church, and Brother Hewitt, deacon. Sister Hewitt Gardner is a bright, cheerful, sharp-eyed little woman, hearty in hospitality, and very pleasant in all her ways. This work in Brighton is no mean showing, if there were nothing else accomplished, but quite a company meet in a pleasant hall to worship God. Brother Gardner has a family of 8 children. They are enjoying a very nice home of their own. Brother Gardner is an active missionary, and his family are growing to help him more and more. He attended our camp meeting in Sydney, he says, every meeting. These people have been a long time in getting established in the truth, but they are not the unstable order when once convinced. We were pleased to meet a young man from Denmark. He has been in this country 9 years, and this is the first time he has met with our people. He has embraced the truth by reading. He lives quite a distance from Brighton. he came 20 miles to see some Sabbath keepers. He was present at our meeting and received the word spoken with gladness and joy. There are souls writing to the Echo office constantly who are pleased, yes, full of joy, that they see the light upon the Sabbath. Many are keeping the Sabbath from reading the Great Controversy. I think it was the Great Controversy that brought this young man to the acceptance of the truth. There are others who are interested in Brighton, and strong hopes are entertained that they will be converted if a patient, careful course is pursued toward them. I never saw people more pleased than these people to see me and hear me speak. In Hawthorne there is a goodly number, 40 believers, 70 including the children. I was pleased to see quite a large number of young men and children as well, whom I addressed, and they listened with earnest interest when I presented to them what they might become if connected with God. God had given them their minds, and they were to do for themselves all they could do, and then cooperate with God by improving their opportunities to grow in understanding and knowledge of God and the dear Savior and what He is to them, placing themselves in the very best positions to learn more and more of truth and righteousness. If they honor God, He will surely honor them, for His promise is, "Them that honor me, I will honor." 1 Samuel 2, verse 30. Brother and Sister Mackenzie walk 2 miles to get to the place of meeting. Sister Mackenzie is devoting her time mostly to missionary work, and she is an acceptable worker. The believers in Brighton, number 35, in Williamstown, 50. We thank the Lord for this number, most of whom have newly come to the faith. We have a strong desire for a camp meeting here this year. The Lord will open the way before us. He has means, He has facilities, and He can prepare the way for the success of the truth in Melbourne. Oh, there are so many to be warned, and so many to be labored for with tact and perseverance. Whosoever will, let them come and partake of the waters of life freely. We must wait and watch and pray and trust His living word.